Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in New England in the summertime. Beautiful conditions. Thunder and lightning storm to the northwest for about a half hour with a heavy downpour and then gone. Back to dry conditions, although humid. Perfect for gardening. However, in Australia, it is winter time, and I'm speaking to Jeremy Zakas. We've already predicted La Nina, which would explain the snow to low levels, as well as the heavy rains and the cold air. It might also explain the next phenomenon. Jeremy, I take a railroad called Model Railroad, a magazine, monthly. It has these dreamy layouts that retired people such as myself spend fortunes on and years developing for their putative grandchildren. I don't have one of those yet, but I dream of it. You recreate conditions that are around a real real railroad station, such as Sydney or Brisbane, and you lay the track out and you sit there for hours running the trains looking for children to show it to. And then one day you look inside your tunnel. What do you find, Jeremy?
Well, John, you find something that makes it all a little bit too realistic for here in Australia. What you find is an eastern green tree snake. And what these snakes are these tiny little snakes that are venomous, but they won't bite you to kill you. But this little brown snake was actually hiding in a tunnel, no less. So, John, this is really, I guess, reality setting in on this fantastic model railroad setup that was set up in the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. Who would have thought that looking into a tunnel one day, you'd actually see a real snake there on your model railroad? And all I can say, John, is I'm glad they found it in time, because while the brown, eastern brown tree snake is actually quite small, it probably would have derailed quite a lot of expensive model railway gear as it went through the tunnel there. But it's truly amazing. The owner went in, looked in the tunnel, found it, had to call a snake catcher in. The snake catcher initially was a little bit dubious about whether or not this was real, because if you have a look at the model railroad there in the photo, and I implore people to go online and have a look at this story, the railroad is fantastic. It's probably about 10 feet by 15 feet in length and width, and it's really, really well set up. So there's a lot of realistic-looking items there. The snake catcher thought he was actually looking at a model snake in the tunnel at first. He didn't believe it was real. But, of course, as soon as he put the probe in there, the snake started moving around. And he got it out very, very safely. But, John, honestly, we've talked about all the different places we have to look just living here in Australia to make sure we don't come afoul of a snake. I mean, we look in our shoes, we look in our children's school bags, we're looking under the car, looking in the car dashboard, looking everywhere. But I never thought I'd say, John, that we'd actually have to start looking in our model railroads as well for these little critters that are just going to be hiding in there. So, John, this is a new one, and honestly, I never thought I'd be saying, but we now have a snake in a model railroad.
It reminds me of all the great Japanese horror flicks with Godzilla or Mothra, how they would, these giant creatures created by radiation, would come out of the ocean and stomp the electric towers of Tokyo and march on downtown Tokyo. You've seen some of those, Jeremy. And everybody be screaming and running away. The Japanese made brilliant Godzilla movies. This strikes me as awfully close to a real Godzilla in a set. I wonder if it's going to inspire railroaders. You know, they'll see this in the magazine. I'm sure it's going to make all the model railroad magazines. And everybody will go, well, you know, I don't have a snake of my own. Maybe I should look into this. Jeremy, do we think the snake had been living in there?
It certainly sounds like it, because the one comment the snake catcher made in some of the stories was that the snake was very cozy and quite well attuned to the environment. So the suspicion is that because Queensland has been getting quite a lot of cooler weather than normal, so we've had snow on the southern border, the Sunshine Coast itself is quite a few degrees cooler than it is. This snake at some point had made its way into the tunnel area, knowing it was dry, it was safe, model railways, obviously, they invariably attract insects. So it had a little bit of a food source as well. So there was a bit of food around that it could eat. But it was quite happy living there in the dark. And I mean, unfortunately, this model railroad probably hadn't been playing with it as much as he'd like. So he'd actually had quite a safe place. But that's all really theory at the moment. And of course, we know that tree snakes in particular, because they can be so skinny, can get through the absolute tightest of tightest spaces. So there's no way to really tell how long they'd actually been living in this train tunnel. But it looks like it had just found a nice habitat for itself and, you know what, had really made itself at home. So the big question is, though, is this the only one? Because the railroad is actually quite big. There is a lot of foliage in the model, in the diorama. Could there be other snakes on it as well? And I think over time we'll find out. But really, as you said, this is a great opportunity for, you know, a whole other theme of model railroad here. Giant snakes, you could almost say they're big boa constrictors and actually have them almost to life scale. But I'd love to see this in the Model Railroad magazine at some point because I think this is a tremendous story and one that you don't get any day.
Invasion of the sea snakes. Jeremy, I remember you were first reporting on a sea snake, and I thought, oh, sure, let's go to the beach, have a Barbie, and get bitten by a venomous sea snake. Now, you told me they were rare. This looks like you're being invaded. What's happened?
Oh, we are, John. We are. In fact, sea snakes are considered very, very rare, especially here in the East Coast, where really conditions and surf just don't make it nice for snakes to swim. Effectively, it's too rocky, it's too tumultuous in the water, and they don't do well. But on the Sunshine Coast this week, there's actually an invasion of sea snakes to the degree that the snake catcher has been called out by local councils along Sunshine Coast beaches to remove no less than 10 sea snakes from the sands because, despite being nice and cold in Queensland, it's all very relative. The temperature's still in maybe the high 70s on some days, so people are still going to the beach, but they're actually having to dodge sea snakes at the moment. And sea snakes themselves are inherently non-aggressive. So typically, if you see one in the water, as long as you swim around it and don't bother it, it's not going to go at you. But the trouble is, sea snakes have some of the most dangerous venom of the snake kingdom in their bodies. So if they do manage to get their fangs into you, the chances of paralysis and possible organ failure are actually very high, which is why the Sunshine Coast Councils had to get in and get these things removed by the snake catchers. But you're right, John. This is very, very odd. And I don't know whether or not this is linked to the crazy weather conditions we're getting, maybe the La Nina, the cooler waters, drawing them closer to the coastline to get the warmth off the sand and the rocky bottoms, or this is just some part of a natural migration. But I cannot remember when we've had a story where there's been 10 sea snakes had to be removed from the beaches, plus a lot more seen offshore around Queensland in pretty much my lifetime. So this is truly unusual. It's something being monitored very closely because, of course, public safety is at hand here. But again, the snakes always cause a stir here in Australia because we have so many. But sea snakes, this is a rarity. This is an unusual story, to say the least.
Are they going to be there for the summertime, or do they go away? Bondi Beach, right? That's the big one.
That's right. Down here in Bondi, if we had sea snakes, that would be devastating because they would close the beach. And we have had sea snakes reported there over the years, but only maybe one or two in a decade at most. But the reality is that if we are seeing them in the Sunshine Coast, and it is to do with the temperatures in the water, there's a potential that they'll come down. And because sea snakes do have a certain temperature range that they operate in, which is warmer, basically, in the summertime, the sea snakes up in the Sunshine Coast, they're not expected to go away, especially if La Nina is here and cooling down the oceans naturally. Maybe they'll actually be attracted onto the beaches through summer, right throughout in greater numbers, which means here in Sydney, we're probably going to have a closer look. So, basically, the long and short is, John, when I go to the beach now, not only am I checking my car, my boots, my child's school bag, and everything and above, I'm going to be checking the water too, which I thought I'd never have to say because who knows? Maybe I'm going to see a sea snake and it's just not going to be pleasant.
Ashes, we've got the schedule now. It is going to begin the first test in Perth in November, and England's trash talking when we come back. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.